I'm Ryan LaCroix in our Oklahoma City studios, alongside Sarah Jacobson, the Executive Director of Children's Hospital Volunteers, and Chris Weiser, the founder of Wiggle Out Loud. Welcome.
Welcome. Thank you.
Well, Wiggle Out Loud takes place this Sunday, September 6th, from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. at the Bicentennial Park, which is 500 Couch Drive in downtown Oklahoma City. Features performances by Sugar-Free All-Stars, Trout Fishing in America, Uno Dos Tres Andres, Adam and Kizzy, Dino Odell, and Spaghetti Eddie, as well as a handful of other things that we'll talk about here in just a second. More information found at wiggleoutloud.com. Well, first of all, thanks for coming in. And overall question, what is Wiggle Out Loud?
Wiggle Out Loud is a fun and free family event open to the community, a family music festival featuring six awesome family-friendly bands on a main stage with lots of fun health-related activities, including art, music, exercise, movement, and healthy food choices from local food trucks.
So there's a lot going on at the festival, but yes. I guess the main attraction, the main driver is the live music, the family-friendly music. Right. Tell us about some of the bands that are playing this year.
This year we've got, so each year that we've done it, this is our third year, we have three local acts every year. This year we have Spaghetti Eddie, who's a very popular. We have Adam and Kizzy, and then of course Sugar-Free All-Stars, us, and then we have one regional act, Dino Odell out of Kansas City, and then we have a couple of acts kind of more on the national level. We have I think he goes by 123 Andres or Uno Dos Tres Andres. It's a bilingual Latino act, so he does, you know, both languages, Spanish and English. So he's from Washington, D.C. area, and then one of our favorite bands and a group that like really gave us a lot of advice when we were first getting into the family music arena is Trout Fishing in America, four-time Grammy nominated. Amazing. They're like really great. If you guys have not seen them, I would highly recommend, just if for no other reason, to catch their act. One guy is literally almost 7 feet tall or maybe 7 feet tall. The other guy is shorter than my wife. You know, it's like that's visually, awesome. It's hilarious. And they've kind of got this almost Smothers Brothers banter going on. You know, songs are really funny. And yeah, they're awesome.
Well, and you are a part of Sugar-Free All-Stars.
Yes, that is correct. Yes, we are a duo. If you guys don't know who we are, Sugar-Free All-Stars, we are a family funk super duo. We've been around for quite a while now. And we're not really headlining the festival, but we are the last act of the festival. And we're super excited this year because we are doing a live video recording of the set. The last 2 years have been like a full-on arena rock show. I mean, we've played a lot of these, and we've seen a lot of family acts playing some of these. And the way the crowd was, as far as like a full-on, you know, like festival crazy rock show crowd, is different than anything we've seen or played. So it's like, man, we've got to get this. I mean, what a great opportunity to get this on video and show everybody. It's like, man, Oklahoma City, like, really seriously, like, literally knows how to rock, you know? I mean, it's true, you know? I mean, did you go last year, Ryan?
I did.
Yeah, did you see the set?
Well, I did.
Yeah, it was a rock show.
There's an explosion in the middle
of
the set.
Yeah, I don't think we're going to have an explosion this year, unfortunately, but yeah. It was the Science Museum, Oklahoma, did it.
You know, okay.
Yeah, that was awesome. At the end of the Monster Truck song.
The Monster Truck song.
Yeah, it was perfect.
From the hospital.
Oh, and there's a correlation, too. We'll tell you that. Should I tell
that's
that now?
Great story.
This kind of leads in, I guess.
Okay, are you aware of the Monster Truck song?
I believe I've heard
it. Our Monster Truck song, which is going to be on our next album, has become by far our most popular song we've ever had. Like, no question about it. Well, it started because it was that 2 years ago?
I think it was longer than that. I think it was before
3 or 4 years
maybe
ago.
Maybe 3 years ago.
3 years ago, we went to the Children's Hospital to do, you know, like a show for one of their events. And then we took a little smaller, like, setup and walked room to room for the kids that couldn't come out to the common area. And we would just kind of play two or three songs outside of each room. And each room, besides what we would play, we'd say, we're going to make up a song for you. You know, what do you want us to make a song about? And a kid said, Monster Truck. And so we literally, like,
he
right
yelled
there.
It. He sang it. And
yeah.
He was pretty adamant.
And so we kind of just made up this song about Monster Truck. And
it was awesome.
And it kind of, like, it turned into this. Like, we was like kept parts of what that original performance was. And Sarah actually found it on her phone, like
I think
the
I still
original,
have it on my phone.
Like off the top of off the cuff version. You know, it's like, oh, we
live
still do
from
that.
The children's
we
hospital
still do that
hallway.
Too. Yeah, yeah. So if we had never, so this relationship with the OU Children's Hospital goes back a long way.
It does.
If it were not for them, we would not have our most popular song ever.
Yeah.
Well, in this kind of leads into the fact that this is the third year of Wiggle Out Loud. Mm-hmm. The first 2 years, 100% volunteer run.
Correct.
And now it's kind of under the umbrella of Children's Hospital. How does that figure into the Children's Hospital's overall mission? And how has that changed anything with the festival?
Yeah, well, we hope it's not changing anything. This is our first time really being involved. And it was such a perfect win. I think, I'm not sure if you were working with Leslie Buford. She's one of our chairs for the festival. But kind of word got out that we were looking for a community event to be able to promote health, wellness, injury prevention, safety, just general awareness of, you know, living in a healthy, active lifestyle. We'd done an event, that we were going to kind of move off, and we really wanted to move away from babies and toddlers to an older age group. So these, you know, school age kids, even teens and preteens, even though they're difficult. Leslie reached out and was like, hey, Wiggle, you guys are doing this awesome. How can we get involved? And I think at the same time, they were trying to find like a presenting sponsor to be able to take a little bit of the load off because it's just been homegrown.
It just got so big so fast, you know. It was just like everybody was just like, I'm not sure we can put the time in again, you know, like we've got jobs, you know, we done. So it was perfect. It was a perfect timing. It was a perfect organization to take over because the philosophy of the festival and the kind of the mission or whatever you would want to call it, like fit perfectly with what they were already doing and wanting to promote more fully.
Right. So. And for us, I mean, that's just outreach in our backyard too. I mean, the Children's Hospital is downtown. You know, we are trying to figure out new ways to engage with the community that's moving there. I mean, that we have so much growth, but also, you know, it's completely free and open to the public. We encourage families from all over the state to come out. Perfect over Labor Day weekend. And for me, I work with the Children's Hospital Volunteers, which is the charity partner this year. So that's a huge win. This type of activity, like Chris was saying, you know, bands coming to the hospital to play for the kids, making sure that we have activities for patients and families, celebrating holidays, activities in our zone, our play area. That's what my role is and what I work with my team in our Child Life and Volunteers department. And they do it just incredible job every day, but we always need community support. So for us, it's networking with these bands, trying to figure out more awesome folks like the Sugar-Free All-Stars to come out and celebrate, you know, life inside the hospital too, because these families may or may not be able to get to come out to Wiggle Out Loud. So we want to, you know, bring health and wellness out into the community, but also bring that back into the hospital with the kids and families that are there so that they can still experience art and music and fun and play. And, you know, we see time and time again, the kids who get to the zone to play immediately after they, I don't know, recognize that there's an air hockey table or, you know, there's a band playing, they grab a maraca, start shaking it, maybe break it. We've had some incidents with the
just rock and roll,
music right? instruments getting broken and exploding all over the place in our play areas because the kids are rocking that hard. But they come in, you know, with an IV pole, very timid, thinking, I can't do anything, I don't feel good, or I've got an IV in my arm, I shouldn't move. And then all of a sudden they're rocking out, playing with the guitar. I think, what was the little girl? There was a 4-year-old.
Oh, yeah, there was a 4. Okay, so when
she had the best request. I can't remember
she wanted to hear White Stripes.
Yes, it was so awesome. A 4-year-old was like, play the White Stripes.
She's like, can you play White Stripes? Yes, we can.
It was awesome. But, you know, the second these activities come to the hospital, they forget that they're in a hospital and they remember that they're a kid. And that is our focus. So for the Children's Hospital Volunteers, it was an easy win. And the fact that the hospital wanted to be the presenting sponsor was just across the board, you know. Super exciting for all of us, so we're pretty pumped.
Well, and while live music is kind of the main driver, I guess, initially, there is a lot of healthy and very fun activities for people of all ages throughout the festival. Can we highlight a few of those activities?
Yeah, absolutely. We've got some great groups coming back that have been involved in years past. The Oklahoma City Philharmonic. They've got an instrument playground, which I'm excited
awesome.
To see.
And it's so great.
I've got a 1-year-old this year, so I'm excited to see her go crazy with all of this. So it's perfect timing for us. We've got the Stomp group coming back out. We've got a couple of different gyms representing, and so they're going to bring some exercise activities. We have, oh my gosh, all the art activities. I'm not even going to remember all
of it.
There's
so much
fun
stuff.
Yeah. But there's really a lot of fun things.
Off air, you were telling me about one particular activity.
Oh, yes.
Involving this is
a moving object.
The tortoise. Oh, we have a tortoise. It is going to be incredible. It's apparently huge.
The Galapagos?
Yes. I have not quite seen it yet, but I've heard fabulous stories. I believe so there might be some games that you can play with the tortoise and or see him eat about 10 watermelons, because apparently that's his favorite treat. So if you like watermelons and you like turtles, you are in luck. So it's going to be pretty fun. The Children's Hospital has their own little area where they're bringing health and wellness activities, education about some of the the things that our Oklahoma populations face most, obesity, diabetes, different things that we really want to make sure people have information about and can be aware and hopefully get healthy and be active and not come and see us at the hospital, because that's a crazy goal that we have. We'd rather them be out in the community playing.
There's some like sports organizations.
Oh, the Energy might be there.
Okay. Right.
And the Blazers hockey team that's back. So I think that we're going to have some street hockey with the Blazers. The Energy is bringing out soccer billiards, which apparently is a very
awesome,
fun activity. So it'll be good. There's things to do physically, things to do artistically, music to experience. It's going to be
well. And that's the thing. It was
cool.
So awesome about it. The first, the last 2 years is it wasn't just like everybody's huddled around the stage. There's like stuff going on all over the park, and like at any given moment, every single one of those areas has got people. You know, it's like there'd be a huge crowd for whatever act is on the stage, but like as you look out, there's still people doing, kids and families doing stuff at every single station. So it's just all day. I think somebody said they heard a family say, like, we've been here all day and have spent $30 on food, and that's it. Like, that's right. It. That's all we spent.
That's great. Yeah. We have a bunch of great sponsors that have come out this year that are really providing, free water, free sunscreen stations. All the arts and craft activities are going to be free for families. So there's something for everybody to really experience and hopefully stay engaged and make it awesome. Make it to the last show.
I'm excited just because it's like I get to go as like more of a participant,
yeah,
as opposed to
as
like
a dad.
As like walkie talkie, like, okay, what's going to go wrong? Like, hey, you like him? I thought I was going to say this was funny because I do remember they came to us. They're like, we want to be involved in Wiggle Out Loud this year. How can we be involved? And we're like, you can do it. How about you just do it? So it was.
We said, how about we just help you?
Yeah, why don't we help you? Okay, by doing it.
Wiggle Out Loud takes place Sunday, September 6th from 11 to 6 p.m. at the Bicentennial Park, which is 500 Couch Drive in downtown Oklahoma City. It's open to the public and features performances by Sugar-Free All-Stars, Trout Fishing in America, 1-2-3 Andres, or Uno Dos Tres Andres, and many others. More information found at wiggleoutloud.com. Sarah and Chris, thank you for coming in.
Thanks, Ryan.
Thank you.